everyone, and welcome to Geneva's City Hall. Tonight's City Council meeting is called to order, and I kindly ask this handsome devil to my right, the City Clerk, to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph Cantino.
Here.
Marty Flanagan.
Here.
Dan Hill.
Here.
Mark Lauder.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Jimmy Pollack.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
John Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelson.
Here.
We've got a full house tonight. It must be payday. I would like to ask Officer Frangella to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Officer, if you do us the honors.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
sorry about that, folks. We're not used to so many people. We're nervous. We know all of you boys and girls and moms and dads and brothers or sisters are here for a very special occasion, and we are glad you're here. But for those of you who may have parked toward the front of the building, I hope that some of you may have noticed that the city flag is flying at half staff. Did anyone notice that? It's flying at half staff for a couple reasons. We do so when we lose somebody close to us, or someone close to us loses somebody in their family. And the flag is flying at half staff today to honor the lives of two people who passed away last week. We all know one of the most graceful and eloquent and stylish ladies of Geneva. Her name is Jamie Daniels. Sadly enough, last week Jamie lost her son suddenly, so we certainly extend to Jamie our sympathies. And we also mourn the loss of a true American hero in Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who, as we all know, founded the Special Olympics. It was actually July, 41 years ago, that Eunice Kennedy Shriver stood at Soldier Field in Chicago and spoke words to more than 1,000 athletes from 26 different states, including the country of Canada, and welcomed them to the playing field, where just really a few years before that, men and women with intellectual disabilities really weren't considered part of the society. But today, of course, they're very much part of our society, so we certainly honor the lives of Mrs. Kennedy and, of course, Jamie's son. So if I may, boys and girls, if I could ask you to just have a moment of silence to honor these two lovely people who we will miss dearly, and we thank them for all they've done. Thank you, everyone. This is exciting, isn't it? Hey, Brady, when you get to be mayor, dude, you gotta wear glasses, man. Folks, item 3A tonight is to recognize the 2009 Risk Watch participants. We have very special guests who all the boys and girls know very well. We have Officer Van Dorn with us tonight. There he is, way in the back. And, of course, Firefighter Dave. Which sounds like a comic book character, doesn't it? Firefighter Dave. I'm going to invite Firefighter Dave and Officer Van Dorn forward. They've got a lovely presentation regarding all the hard work and effort that all the boys and girls put into the Risk Watch program. And I should also say that for the last several years, a young lady who served this program well and served the middle school exceptionally well has moved on to other assignments at the police station. And she is none other than Officer Frangella. Officer, welcome. Okay, guys, this is it.
Right.
We've practiced this now, for God's sake. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're on TV, too. Do you guys want a microphone?
No, I can talk loud.
What about the people at home who want to know what you're saying?
Okay.
know if that's worth it or not. No, officer, I think our dear friend Stephanie has that work there.
There you go.
Yeah, well. Budget constraints, folks. The battery's not working. We apologize for that. It's all yours, officer.
All right.
Please!
I'm going to say, if anybody here is here that I don't call up, if you raise your hand at the end, look at your name, and the pointers are going to give you this, okay?
Check. This is not working well, is it?
No, it's good.
Is it? Ladies, we should introduce you as well. This is not the security for Officer Van Dorn. So why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Quinn Finley.
I'm Rachel Hope.
And I'm Katie Hope.
Okay, where's your Hope?
Oh, that's not seen. Quinn, that's a great name. Corinne, great name. Okay, next, sorry.
Noah Reiber.
Noah, what school do you go to, buddy?
Western.
Was it Nancy Reagan back there telling you the answer? Was it? Oh, come on. I'm just kidding. Come on. How you doing, man? Do you want to say a few words? You said he totally does not know what he's doing. I said, welcome to the council. It's like, it's awesome, man. Welcome. We've got a certificate for you. And dinner for two at 302 West. Yeah. Thanks.
Great facial expression.
Tough crowd, man. Well, we're going to be working for him someday, I guarantee you, man. So.
Hayden,
is it Hayden?
Hayden,
cool name. Is Hayden with us tonight? You know Hayden?
Cal Paris.
Oh, man. Cal, how are you, buddy? Thanks for dressing up. How you doing, man? You look good. So, Cal, how old are you? Six? And you're going to be in, what, first grade next year? What school? All these Fabian dudes, huh? Are one of these girls your girlfriend? No? Do you want to to say hi to Firefighter Dave. Look at that, man. And of course, these young ladies probably looking for a prom date soon. I'm going to say hi to them. That's true. These are Detective Hope's two dogs. Oh, good God, really? Oh, is it really? Really? They were. Yeah, sorry about that, ladies. Thanks for being with us, Cal. You going out to dinner after this? Go to Dairy Queen, man. I heard your mom's treating. What are you looking at? Is my tie messed up with you? No? Okay, thank you. See you, buddy.
Michael Machano.
Michael?
Come on, Michael.
Oh, come on, Michael, man. You're a Cubs fan. No big deal. You don't have to come down here.
I will bring it to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Devin Day.
That's a good name. Couldn't make it tonight? Oh, here he comes. The Price is Right.
Emily, you want to get them together?
Oh, brother and sister, huh?
Sister, yeah.
Joshua and Emily. You guys got to stand right up front next to Firefighter Dave. Oh, do you have a loose tooth? You know, we have a loose tooth tax. A loose tooth tax. Seriously. If you put that on your pillow, Mr. Dantino puts money on her tonight.
The tooth fairy.
Look at this, man. Who's older? Well, yeah, I know that. But which one's older? Really? Like, mom and dad, which one's like a minute old? Joshua? 2 minutes older? That's cool, man. Do you want to say a few words to the crowd? Dude, tell me, what school do you go to? Fabian? No? You going to be in first grade? What school? Heartland. You got a new principal. That's exciting. Wow, yeah, he's 8 feet tall. Mr. Bloody Gums. He's a nice guy. Don't repeat that. Thanks for being with us. Have a good night. Bella Burkett? Seriously?
Yeah. There she is. She's
Bella, how are you? Nice to meet you. I heard your eyes change colors. Is that right? Why is that? Do you like mood eyes?
More blue. And sometimes when I'm outside, it turns more green.
No kidding? That's cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like a cat. That's awesome, man. Look at that. You want to turn around so all your adoring fans can see you. Look at that. This is Bella, My Eyes Change Colors Burkhead. Isn't that cool? Nice for you, bud. There you go. You want to say hi to Firefighter Dave? Remember him? And of course, the ladies that helped. A lot of angst. Quinn Finkhauser, that's a great name, man. How are you? How old are you?
Seven.
So you're going to be in first or second? First grade, and what school do you go to? Harrison Street School. So you get to go back to the school that's all cleaned up now? Isn't that right, Don?
Yeah,
you do. That's cool, man. Did you enjoy your time at Co-Trap last year? Did you? Awesome. Any other comments you want to make? You want to say hi to Firefighter Dave? Awesome. Sure.
Samantha Stewart.
Samantha Stewart. That was a beautiful dress. How you doing, Sam? Do you go by Sam or Samantha? Samantha it is. Samantha Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. Very excited. There you go. Look at that. That's made on recycled paper. Isn't that exciting? Did you have fun in the program? Did you? And you're going to be in first grade? Which school? Williamsburg School. That's cool. That's right behind my parents' house.
Don't ever go in their yard.
These traps.
Okay, Godspeed. Good luck. Don't be afraid. Thank you, Samantha.
Fiona Miller.
Look at that. Fiona, how are you? Good to see you. Welcome. And you're going to be in what, high school? First grade? What school? Western Avenue, folks. What year was Western Avenue built? Do you know? Anybody, your parents know what year Western Avenue School was built? Oh, well, Brady, go ahead. You probably have all the answers. 1964. Yeah, he is right. Very good.
Wow.
Do you ever just hang out at night, Brady, and watch TV or something like that instead of reading all those books? Congratulations. Annabella. Awesome. How are you? Good. You look very pretty tonight. And what grade are you going to be in?
First grade.
First grade. What school? Another Williamsburger. That's awesome. Do you know what Williamsburger is named after? I'm not going to tell you. Brady. No? After the street. It's a very creative school district we have. You know Firefighter Dave, don't you? Hey, your mom's trying to take a picture. Good Lord. Oh, yeah, stand over here. Yeah, good. Look at that. Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Jack Custer.
Jack Custer. Any relationship to Deputy Chief Custer? No? Oh, look at that, man. Were you a mime in a previous life? How old are you? 5 1/2. You're going to the first grade too, right?
Nine.
Yeah, what school? You're going to Holden? Awesome, man. Come on, stay. I think you're, is this your mom? It's your older sister? I think your mom wants a photo. See your mom over there? That camera's not paid for. Make sure you smile. Got it? And this is your brother and sister? Wow. You remember Firefighter Dave, man? Remember the young ladies who helped in the program?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, buddy.
Emma Klotz.
Emma Klotz. Klotz. Now, that is a cool dress, man. It's all the way from the Woodstock collection. I love that. How are you? Wow.
Yeah.
And you're going to be in first grade? At what school? Another Williamsburg. You want, look at your dad's looking for it. Check that out. Check it out. We got a certificate for it and everything. Look at that. That's for you. And you remember Firefighter Dave, of course, don't you? Uh-oh. Oh, God help us all. Yeah.
I got it. We're good. We're
good. Lauren Denny. Uh-oh. No, but we're going to need a personal delivery for Miss Denny. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Fangella.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Thank you. Katie Beitzel. Why do we know the Beitzel name? We know the Beitzel name. Why do we know that name? How are you? Good to see you. Look at your dad's looking for you. Check that out. Give him that please don't embarrass me look. I love it. Remember Firefighter Dave? You get a good one, Dave? You think so? Yeah, take your time. Look at this, man. Dominic Baroliak? Baroliak? Which one? Dominic, how do you pronounce your last name, buddy? Baroliak. Awesome. I'm digging the socks and the shoes, man. This is cool. It does. It's something Mrs. Vogelsberg wears on the weekend. You want to turn around? Check out. Your mom's looking for you. Look at that. Firefighter Dave? I don't think anybody remembers you. That's why I keep... No. Zach Wilson. Oh, check out this rock, man.
Katie.
Do you prefer Zach or Zachary? Most people call you Zach. It's a pleasure to meet you, Zach. How are you, man? Remember Officer Van Dorn? Yeah, kind of, sort of. Look at that, man. Check this out. I think your mom wants a nice photo of you. Do you want to turn around and... And here you go, Zach. Here's your certificate, suitable for framing. You want to say hi to Firefighter Dave? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you can't be too careful with swine flu. Don't shake his hand, whatever. This is H1N1 Firefighter Dave. Benjamin Wickens. Awesome, man. How you doing, Ben? Ben or Benjamin? Benjamin it is. Look, your mom's looking for you. Check that out. Here, we'll just pretend we're enjoying each other. We got a certificate for you, buddy. Oh, okay. Yeah, smart move, man. No, you won't forget. Daniel Wessel. Here he comes. Awesome. Is it Dan or Daniel? Dan it is. Dan, I like that, man. You're sure about yourself. Check this out. Look at that. We put Daniel on there. Is that okay? Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah, whatever it is. Firefighter Dave is very proud of you. The young ladies. And, of course, your mom.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Can you stand over there more?
Yeah, but if it's upside down, it's a sign of distress.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good night, buddy. Celia. Is Brady your brother? Like, how annoying is that? He's like, the guy knows everything. Is he a nice guy? Is he? Are you older than he is? No? You're going to be in second grade? You're going to be in kindergarten? First. Wow, what school? Fabian. You look lovely tonight. Do you want to turn around and make sure your mom's... Look at that. And we have a certificate, too. It matches your dress. Isn't that nice? Oh, that's a good thing. Yeah, you're used to this, aren't you? That's all, staying with the overweight middle-aged guys. That's great. Oh, sorry, guys. I didn't mean that. I was considering myself. Remember Firefighter Dave? Let's have a smooth transition here. That's for you. No, God, no. Thank you, Celia.
Zachary Lou.
Oh, man. There he is.
He knows all about titanium.
You know all about titanium? You don't? Really? You like to golf, though? No? So these guys are fibbing? Do you go by... What, do you prefer the formal name? Welcome. You want to turn around? Look at that, man. Don't be afraid. We got a certificate for you, too, big guy. Zachary New. Check this out. Do you go by Zach or Zachary? Zach? Yeah, we can wipe that out as well. What the heck? Remember Firefighter Dave? Yeah, isn't he cool? He's a lot bigger than live. Thanks, Zach. Good talking to you. And there comes Mom, front and center. Haley, how are you? Nice to meet you. And you're going to be in first grade as well? What school? St. Peter's. Do you know I graduated from there? 1978? That's true. She's saying, how did the devil graduate from there? That's amazing. That's for you. Remember Firefighter Dave is no longer with us after tonight?
That was right before Hebrew school.
Haley, come here, pal. This is just the beginning, though. Your mother will do this the rest of your life. This is... Here, we'll take a nice picture of your mom. How's that?
Honey, turn around and go back there by them.
straight. Okay, who's hot? Anybody?
Grace,
hotter than heck in here? Who's this, Grace?
Grace.
Awesome. I have a daughter named Grace. Woo! How are you, Grace? You look very nice tonight.
Hi.
And you're going to be in first grade. What school? Heartland. You want to turn around? Looks like Haley's mom wants a photo of you, too.
Grace, do
you want to hold
your
certificate? Do you want to hold the certificate, babe? You want to stand in front of the firefighter? Thank you very much. Good luck at school. A lot of homework in first grade.
Tommy Trevino.
Tommy Trevino.
Oh, there he is.
Tommy.
Oh, that was a cool name, man. Oh, man, you look happy to be here, dude.
Yeah.
How you doing? Is this like a bummer or what? Yeah? What grade are you going to be in? First, what school? Heartland? Awesome. Remember Officer Van Dorn? Yeah, isn't he cool? Yes, he is. Remember Firefighter Lentz? Isn't he kind of cool? One of these lovely young ladies? Only 74 more, folks.
They did the conversion from the pitching. With the conversion.
We've seen these girls grow up, for gosh sakes. You're in trouble, I heard, right? I love the hair. Did your mom do that? Oh, you did? You had like a wave party? No? Oh, Lainey, there you go, bud. And Tate, look, I think your mom wants a picture. I love the hair.
See you guys.
Thanks for your enthusiasm. Oh, they're going to shake hands. This is awesome. This young lady has been sitting so patiently, but it's unbelievable. Reagan. See, if it's not alphabetical, we don't know what we're doing. You look great, by the way. Yeah, check out your dad wants a picture of you. Look at that. Oh, Reagan. That is cool, man. Did you have fun in the program? Did you? What did you learn? If there's an emergency, what number do you dial? That's right. If there's a really emergency, what number do you dial? 911. That's right. You know there's a phone on the top of the table here? Do you know that? You know where that goes to? Orlando's Pizza. In case things like this go wrong, I have to feed the council. It's awesome. Remember Firefighter Dave? Dave? One of these lovely ladies? Thank you for being so patient in the front row, too. We're on TV the whole time. We have to pay a union scale. Dylan, how are you, man? How's it going, dude? Do you know Lieutenant Loomis? Do you know Lieutenant Todd Loomis? You don't? Yeah, you wouldn't like him anyways. Oh, Uncle. Uncle Firefighter Todd? Yeah. Is he still in prison? Okay. That's for you, big guy. Remember Firefighter Dave? Yeah, must have made a heck of an impression on you. It's the clip on, right there?
Yeah. The tie that hurts your eyes to look at.
I heard that part. Who else? Did we forget anybody? We did? Moms and dads, thank you for supporting your kids in this program. It's very important. And Officer Van Dorn, Firefighter Lentz, ladies, thank you very much.
Sorry about that, Reagan.
Jumping rope real lean.
Ready?
Kids are yanking on his bed.
I can hear him.
Whoa, it's getting quiet in here.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your indulgence. That is an important program, obviously.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many kids are actually truly the first responders when something happens. As all of you will recall fondly, that remember the accident that occurred several years ago, and we had the recording of the four-year-old child calling 911? I mean, that's where it all begins, so... Item 4, folks, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
Second.
Motion by Singer, seconded by Marx.
I would just like to have one remark, Mayor. Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Then away you go, man.
Letter F.
The omnibus agenda as amended. Mr. Singer, do you concur?
Yes, sir, I do.
Mr. Marks?
Yes.
Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Boasberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
We jump down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $1,041,643.85.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second. Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read. Alderman Hill makes the second. Any questions? Any comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Boglesberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Item 11A, folks, is to consider resolution number 2009-52 authorizing the execution of a contract with Ruan Construction in an amount not to exceed $6,500 for foundation construction on Lincoln Highway gazebo at the northeast corner of City Hall property.
Move approval.
Second.
Hill makes the motion and Piper makes the second. Any questions or comments regarding the memorandum presented by Ms. DeVita? Seeing none?
No.
Oh, forgive me, Mr. Pollack.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I apologize for not being here last week, but wanted to speak to this item. I certainly understand the intent of the construction of the gazebo. And upon reading the minutes from last week, I concur with Alderman Brown that perhaps this is not the ideal location, and that I don't believe that Lincoln Highway went in front of City Hall here. Furthermore, the cost, I think we're now over $12,000, $13,000. And I don't think in this day and age, particularly with the way the economy is going, I think a better way to identify the Lincoln Highway would be with signs on the actual route. So for those reasons, I will vote against this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? We have a motion by Mr. Hill. We have a second by Mr. No.
Reverse. Brown.
Yeah. Hill and Piper.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
You're...
I am?
Yep.
Threw me for a loop.
Sorry. That's good.
Mr. Hill made the motion. Mr. Piper made the second. Anything else? Any other questions, comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Nay.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Nay.
Don Boglesberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Nay.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Motion passes according to my count 7-3. Item 11B, consider ordinance number 2009-23, amending Title IV, Article 11, Section 1 through 7, the Municipal Telecommunications Infrastructure Maintenance Fee, recommending a 1.5% increase in telecommunications tax rate.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Singer makes the motion. Mr. Brown makes the second. Any questions or comments from the council? Seeing none, anyone from the audience? Mr. Dakota, welcome.
Could he come to the right?
Paul, do you want to join us? Forgive me, I know you know the formality, but if you could join us at the podium, that'd be great.
What is the projected increased income from this tax? Dollar-wise.
Estimated.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's estimated to be approximately $300,000 per annum.
Increase.
Additional revenue generated for the general fund, correct?
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a cameo appearance by the Alderman Paul DeGoto. Anyone else from the audience? Anyone from the council? We do have a motion by Singer, a second by Brown. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Ron Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Item 11C is to accept the first quarter 2009-10 goals report.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Mr. Marks. Questions or comments for Ms. McKittrick? Seeing none, hearing none, I suspect from our city attorney a voice vote is sufficient. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 11D is to accept first quarter 2009-10 electric utility outage and streetlight report.
So moved.
Second.
Marks makes the motion and Mr. Brown makes the second. Questions or comments? Mr. Mayor? Yes, Mr. Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. One of my constituents who had been hit by three outages in a row did inquire, and through the auspices of the electric department, we got a very nice answer, and it turned out all three of his outages were due to completely different causes. And this is the sort of thing that's sort of statistical. There are times when you think it's you've gotten the bad roll of the dice, and that's exactly what happens. Our outages are going down on average, and that's what I like to see, and I think this was a very nice report from the electric department showing that we are slowly making progress against the animals that chew through the lines, the storms that bring down the trees, the lightning strikes that take out our Con Ed feeds from the east, etc., and we are slowly making progress, but it is a hard battle.
Indeed it is.
So I thank the electric department for their for the reports they've given me, for the work they do to keep ahead of this battle, and for the nice report they gave us tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Brown. Anyone else? A voice vote is sufficient. We have a motion by Marks and a second by Brown on item 11D. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Item 11F was removed from the omnibus agenda by Alderman Pollack, and that is to approve resolution number 2009-51, authorizing execution of professional engineering services agreement with ERA in an amount not to exceed $15,000 for the Dunston Road drainage improvements. I'll entertain a motion in a second, and I'll turn the floor over to Mr. Pollack.
So moved.
Second.
Brown makes the motion, Piper makes the second, and the floor is Alderman Pollack's.
Thank you, Mayor. In the memo that accompanied the packet this evening, I noted that there were four consultants who were identified as qualified to perform this service, recognizing that this is a professional engineering service and that a bid isn't required. I just question or ask in the future if consultants are identified, why not bid it out? Further, the memo goes on to state that ERA, who was the contractor selected, was chosen because of their familiarity with the project. And simply, I ask if they're that familiar with it, why then I would assume that their bid would be the least of the vendors who were identified. I think staff in particular has done a good job in the last couple months of bidding out projects, and I think they're on the right track, but I would have liked to have seen them bid this out after identifying other consultants as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Maladra?
At the committee of the whole, I actually complimented staff for including the names of the firms that they reviewed, for whom they reviewed qualifications. When I'm looking at a professional services agreement, cost is not necessarily the most important factor that I'm considering in all cases. I believe that to be the situation in this case. We hire qualified department heads to make decisions about their capital projects, about who they hire to work on what, when not bound by our ordinances to go with the lowest cost, when they feel that something other than cost is the driving factor in a project, I think that we need to rely on their judgment, and that's what we did in this case. I'm kind of getting a little bit tired of the conversation about bid it out, bid it out, bid it out. What is it, just professional services like engineering for public works that's at stake, or are we talking about attorney's fees? Are we talking about bid everything out? I think that we have flexibility in professional services for a reason. That reason is that cost isn't the driving factor in every instance. When it is, or when all other things are equal, I trust our department heads to look at cost. Otherwise, I trust the department heads to emphasize the factors that are necessary to get the job done.
Thank you, Alderman. Anyone else on this matter? Item F. We do have a motion by Mr. Brown. We have a second by Mr. Piper. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
We're down to item 12A, folks, and that is consider a request by the Geneva Park District to use the commuter lots for the Fox Valley Folk Festival parking, which is for September 6 and 7, 2009.
Move approval.
Second.
Hill makes the motion, and Mr. Maladra makes the second. Questions or comments? Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't remember doing this in the past. Is that correct? What is different this year?
We did do this last year, same location.
Because I remember many years ago, many of my friends coming to the Folk Festival and using those lots, and we didn't approve it. What part does the Park District take in monitoring those lots?
The difference is that they're putting signage there, directing people to those lots.
I see. Okay. Fine. That's great, because it is a wonderful festival, and we do want people to use those lots. So as long as the Park District is actually cooperating with signage, I think this is a wonderful thing to do. Thank you for the explanation.
Anyone else? Item 12A. Dawn?
Thank you. I think it's a good idea, too, because this year it seems like the festival people are making an attempt to get people, drive people to the downtown businesses and not just stay as their own festival. So I think that's a great thing. Thank you.
Anyone else? We have a motion. We have a second on item 12A. Mr. Clerk? Please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
New business, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone in the audience? New business? Welcome back.
Yeah.
You look tanned, man. Have you been vacationing?
Yes, Florida.
No kidding?
Yes, I went to Disney World for the first time.
Oh, wow.
Had a blast.
Did you have fun?
Yes. Spent a lot of money. A lot of money.
It's a small world after all, man.
His kids were here.
Yeah, his kids were here. But
yeah, I don't think so.
That's good. You put sunscreen on, I hope.
I tried.
Did you? Okay.
I got yelled at from my wife.
So. I can only imagine, my God. Not to mention the folks at Delmar watching tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome back.
Quick question on the competitive bidding.
Oh, I'm sorry, just for the record.
Jerry Cass, yep. 217 Wall Street.
Thank you, Jerry.
All right. On the competitive bidding, the only thing I got to input on is sometimes I think that is a good thing to do. We just found out recently that an engineering firm for a development of one of our well houses was actually kicked out because he was higher. And then the engineering firm that we're also using is giving us the same level of service, but actually a couple things are better. So I do believe that competitive bidding is also a good thing to do. I just want to make sure that we don't lose sight of the whole point of getting the best bang for our buck. Sometimes, not always the case, you know, sometimes we do know for a fact that it's not worth going to a different firm to start from scratch. So I just want to kind of input that sometimes I like to see the competitive bidding still being used to keep everybody in check.
Mr. Cass, you use the pronoun we. Are you referring to St. Charles?
Yeah, we do okay. Development of one of our new well houses for radium removal.
Okay.
And we used to use Trotter and Associates.
Yeah, they don't use the name.
Yeah.
But so, everyone knows Mr. Cass is a proud employee of the city of St. Charles. I want to clarify that it wasn't City of Geneva.
Yeah. Okay. So I just, you know, it's like I said, it's a very hard decision sometimes in the night. Like I said, I like to see the competitive bidding still being used if applicable. So.
Good day.
Yeah. Sure.
So we should legally compel it as opposed to rely on our department heads to do the same. I mean, when you mentioned the situation that you just did, what I'm left with is the department head needs to be taken to task. We don't need to pass a law that governs the details of his job.
No, the only thing is we, as a city, to keep competitive bidding, to give the best bang for our buck, even though our department heads are doing their job. But also gives, I should say, the best bang for our buck.
Right, it's all about value.
Yeah, I don't want to go the cheap way out, too, because cheaper is not always better.
Right.
We do find out the hard way, so we always learn from our mistakes. But anyways, thank you.
You're welcome. Good question for you. You just came back when, yesterday?
No, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I was going to say, what the heck are you wearing a Maine shirt?
Cool.
Anyone else in the audience? Anyone from the dais? Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A gentleman who was a constituent of both Alderman Tang and myself, a resident of Geneva, Mr. Chris Cella.
Oh, I should repeat myself. A resident of Geneva who was a constituent of both Alderman Flagon and myself has asked me and got my attention on my way to the council meeting this evening, and he asked me to extend his gratitude and his thanks to the city council as well as to the staff for the marvelous work they did on repaving the streets in our ward. He was just so pleased, and he felt that the product was very well done, and the people that went through the process were very professional and very open and understanding, and he was very pleased, and he wanted me to extend that gratitude to the council and to the staff and to those that were responsible for that contract. So he says thank you, and as I well as do I.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else on the dais? New business? Mr. Piper with enthusiasm?
Yeah. Welcome back, Dorothy. It's good to see you.
Oh, thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Dawn, need you remind us that we only have
1 week.
1 week to go voting?
We're behind.
But we're still in the top.
Yep.
Yes, we are.
Two.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's right. Life is good.
Do the top two win? Or
they do.
Oh, okay. Yes, rush to mediocrity. Just be in the top two.
3 or 4%
Anyone else from the dais? Mr. Hill, you still with us?
Maybe.
If not, I will entertain a motion. Can we entertain a motion from the audience? Shoot, I was going to ask you to turn to Mr. Dakota, just for old time's sake.
Move to adjourn, Mayor.
Second.
Motion by Pawlak, seconded by the tie between Singer and Piper. We'll give looks before age. Mr. Singer.
Thank you.
The second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Microphones are off.